Like many new technologies in agriculture today, drones used to be a novelty. Now they're being used to plant seeds, scout crops for disease and insects, and protect them from those pressures as well. Kevin Morris with the Federal Aviation Administration, known as their drone guy, talks about the recent uptick in agriculture's use of drones.
I think you might be able to argue that the agricultural industry is driving a lot of the drone technology and advancements. So when we look in terms of how prevalent they're coming, we're typically talking about dispensing product. That means we're talking about the old Part 137 operators, right? This is the aerial applicators have been operating under for years and years and years. So when we started to see drones transition into this type of operation, we had about 178 total Part 137 operators. That has changed significantly in just the last few months. We've changed our process for certification of drone operators under Part 137, and today we're up to 550.
Morris emphasizes that drones are aircraft, so following FAA rules is important. The agency is constantly using outreach efforts to educate anyone who's considering drone use on the farm, so heavier penalties aren't necessary.
Although they feel like they've been around a long time, they're still relatively new. And a lot of people, they just don't know. They don't know what they don't know. So a lot of times the FAA will come in and just counsel the individual, help educate the individual. Sometimes they can do additional training with their particular individual. Depending on the circumstances, we may be talking about fines or certificate action. We can suspend or revoke a particular certificate if need be. So sort of the framework for enforcement action that the FAA has for drones is really just the same as traditional aircraft.
For more information tailored for drone use in agriculture, visit FAA.gov and listen to the latest Ohio Farm Bureau podcast to hear my entire conversation with FAA's drone guy, Kevin Morris. You can find it at OhioFarmBureau.org and search podcast. I'm Ty Higgins reporting.